A group of Republican state senators want to change the makeup of a commission tasked with vetting judges for the governor. But some critics worry that could shift the balance of the judicial system itself. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Since statehood, the Alaska Judicial Council has been made up of three attorneys, three public members, and the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court. The attorneys are there to give input on how well judicial candidates understand the law, while the public members offer a perspective on what the state should want from its judges. Now, Senator Pete Kelly wants public members to outnumber lawyers 2-1. The Fairbanks Republican believes the Constitution should be amended for two reasons. One, the current configuration doesn't allow for much regional diversity because most attorneys don't live in rural areas. Kelly read from the membership roster at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Friday.
It reads like an urban Alaskan phone book. Attorney members, Ketchikan, Juneau, Fairbanks, Anchorage.
Kelly's second qualm is that when the public members and attorney members are split, the Chief Justice has sided with the attorneys in a little over half those cases. He thinks that creates a conflict of interest for the Chief Justice.
They can, with their vote, choose people who think the way they think. And so you have a molding of the potential molding of the Supreme Court by members of the Supreme Court. It puts them in an incredible position of power.
Over the past 30 years, there have only been 15 situations where the public members and the attorneys have been divided on a judicial candidate. That's out of more than 1,000 votes. But Senator Liesl McGuire, an Anchorage Republican, says those instances can still spark controversy.
It doesn't sit well with the public, and it has created tremendous acrimony.
Because the Judicial Council has so much influence over which judges the governor appoints, it's been somewhat of a lightning rod in recent years. In 2009, two applicants for judicial posts tried suing the state because they took issue with the nominating process. In 2012, a conservative advocacy group filed a complaint against the council, arguing that the council should not be able to campaign on behalf of judges. Last year, Senator Pete Kelly introduced a separate bill to prevent the Judicial Council from doing just that. During the Senate hearing, McGuire noted that making changes to Judicial Council policy can be a sensitive prospect, but she thinks updating that policy could help prevent the state from switching to a system where judges are elected.
When we do that, it's not an attack.
But some Democrats worry it might be. Senator Bill Willikowski sees it as part of a crusade to get a more socially conservative judiciary. He likens the measure to Franklin D. Roosevelt's attempt to pack the Supreme Court during his presidency. Senator Hollis French doesn't think the argument for the amendment holds up either. He says Alaska has a strong judiciary, and he doesn't see good evidence for changing it.
But it may be that certain activist groups out in the public are unhappy with the way our Constitution is interpreted, and they want to tip the scales in their favor.
Because Kelly's measure would amend the Constitution, it needs support from two-thirds of the legislature and a majority of Alaska voters. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.